San Francisco Chinese Chamber of Commerce President resigns amid harassment allegations. San Francisco Chinese Chamber of Commerce President Donald Liu has resigned 3 weeks before his term expired amid sexual harassment and retaliation allegations and another related lawsuit. Judy Li, the chamber's program manager and member of the City Building Inspection Commission, filed a formal complaint on June 29 against the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, calling for accountability following despicable and egregious incidences of harassment, a hostile work environment, retaliation, according to a June 29 statement emailed to the Epoch Times by her lawyer, Kathleen Alpars, in response to questions involving Liu. Ms. Li voiced her complaints numerous times directly to the Chinese Chamber before taking this step, yet the organization's leadership took no action to stop the abuse, Alpars wrote. Instead, Ms. Li was forced to endure years of unwelcome advances and retaliatory behavior, as well as the Chinese Chamber's refusal to properly investigate or remediate the misconduct, as required both by law and by common decency. The statement didn't name the person who committed the alleged misconduct. Alpars said a lawsuit hasn't been filed yet, and she was unable to provide further details due to pending legal matters. The Epoch Times has reached out to Liu's attorney Janery W. Mack for comment. Founded in 1917, the Chinese Chamber of Commerce, the Chinese Business Group of San Francisco, has been a leading advocate for socioeconomic progress and civic interests in San Francisco. The group is responsible for some of the most prominent events in Chinatown, including the Chinese New Year Parade, Flower Market Fair, Miss Chinatown Pageant, and others. I made the difficult decision to resign from my position as president of the board of the San Francisco Chinese Chamber of Commerce so that I could focus on my family and not allow an employee's false allegations against me to distract from the essential work of the chamber, Liu wrote in a June 8 statement obtained by NBC. Three other chamber employees filed a privacy violation complaint on June 4 in San Francisco Superior Court against their employer about a hidden surveillance device allegedly installed by Li. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit, Lainar Chan, Mavis Ngo, and Christine Hui, found the recording device they believe to be installed and operated by Li on April 10 and reported it to the Management and Human Resources Committee on April 25. The chamber negligently failed to conduct a prompt investigation, failed to perform a physical and technical sweep of the premises, according to the court document. According to the document, Li also approached the plaintiffs requesting internal organization information, and told them to keep it secret. Alpars wrote in an email to the Epoch Times, Ms. Li is aware of the lawsuit filed by the three employees against the Chinese Chamber and denies any allegations made against her. Note, Ms. Li is not a defendant in that lawsuit, Alpars added. Ms. Li will participate as needed and as required in that litigation or otherwise to address that issue. Ms. Li had to take her personal safety and well-being into her own hands, Alpars wrote in the June 29 statement. 13 board members of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce requested Liu, who was reserved as board director, be removed from the board on June 30, citing the two allegations, according to a report by the San Francisco Chronicle. The board of directors and the supervisory board of the Chinese Chamber of Commerce were requested to hold an emergency joint meeting by July 8. According to the report.